Sheila, you're talking with our next guest this morning.
Thanks, Alan. I'm talking with Kelly Tomaszewski. She's a physical therapist with St. Joseph Mercy Health System in outpatient rehabilitation services. Thanks so much for being on the show with us this morning, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to be here.
Kelly, what got you interested in becoming a physical therapist?
Well, I actually wanted to become a physical therapist. I knew this was a job for me when I was 15 years old. I wanted to do something that was in the medical field. I wanted to do something that was people-oriented and something that was physical, because I was very interested in sports. And physical therapy seemed to just answer all of those three demands that I had on the job that I wanted to do.
What type of education did you have to get to become a physical therapist?
When I went to school, I went to Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And at that time, it was a Bachelor of Science program in the College of Physical Therapy. I had a five-year program. It was academic and then your clinicals.
Where did you do your clinicals?
I did my first one at a VA hospital that was in Wood, Wisconsin, and my second at Henry Ford Hospital here in Detroit.
And how long were your clinicals?
They were 10 weeks each. And we also had various shorter clinicals in schools and clinics and outpatient departments that might be 1-2 days, a week, 2 weeks. But those were the two long extensive clinicals.
Kelly, what do you like best about your job?
I think the best thing about my job is being able to teach somebody to do something that they are unable to do. If somebody's in a wheelchair, teaching them to be able to get out of that wheelchair so that they can move on to a couch, or teaching them to use their wheelchair to their advantage to be able to get into their bedroom, to get into the kitchen, or to get out of the wheelchair and start walking and using a walker or a cane. When they're excited, I get excited. When their life is easier, it's just so much fun to see.
And you can see the change, the improvement right in front of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it keeps them coming back, because then they realize, I can do this. I'm not stuck here anymore. I'm not stuck in this wheelchair. I can get up and I can start moving and doing things for myself.
Kelly, as a physical therapist who works with the aging population, what are some of the things that you commonly address?
The types of diagnoses we see are people that have had strokes, have had open heart surgery, amputees, they have peripheral neuropathy due to diabetes, traumatic brain injuries, multiple sclerosis, many neurological type of diagnoses. And then the issues that we address with those patients are functional mobility, independence. We want people to be as independent as possible so they're not relying on their family or friends. Balance, strength, motion, mobility, endurance.
And what about safety for seniors in their homes?
That is a big thing these days, because most seniors want to stay in their home. They don't want to go into a family member's home. They don't want it to end up in a nursing home. So we work a lot with fall prevention. And the big thing about fall prevention is making sure that there are no hazards in the home. So we ask them to check for throw rugs, make sure there's a nightlight on at night. We work with mobility issues, balance problems. There are sensory deficits. They can't feel like the bottom of their feet, so they have a hard time knowing when they've hit the floor, when they've taken a step. If they have a prosthesis due to an amputation, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you might forget that you don't have that leg there, you don't have the leg on. So there's a lot of training to do.
This is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Kelly Tomaszewski, a physical therapist with St. Joseph Mercy Health System. I know balance is an issue for seniors. We worked a lot with my grandma on this. What are the causes of balance issues that you see?
There's multiple causes for balance problems, but the things that we seem to address the most and the most consistently are problems with strength, visual problems, problems with proprioception. Proprioception is your awareness of where you are in space, so you don't know exactly where you are if you're upright or tilted. Sensation, especially at the bottom of the foot, people with peripheral neuropathy, amputees who only have one foot, they don't know that the other one is hitting the floor. And inner ear problems or vestibular problems.
And how can you help people overcome some of those issues?
We address the strength issues by giving them programs for strengthening. We work with them on their endurance. And then the big thing is challenging their proprioception, their awareness in space. So we tend to put them on different discs that are very unstable so that they can get used to that feeling. And then when you put them on solid land, they're like, wow, I can do this. You kind of take them out of their comfort zone, and then when they get back into their daily life, it's much easier to deal with.
So by challenging proprioception, you're helping people with some of their mobility issues in their daily living?
Yes. Proprioception, again, is their awareness in space. So if you've had a stroke and you don't feel one whole side of your body, when you go to sit, you sit on the side that you feel. It's almost like they forget that the other side is even there. They just know that they want to feel stable. So when you go to stand up and you're on one foot, then you can tip over to the side. We get them to understand that there's this whole other side that they're forgetting about or they're missing. We may put them in front of a mirror so that they can see when they're sitting in their chair or when they're sitting on their couch that they're only sitting on one side. So we have them look in the mirror, give them some visual feedback, and they can see that, oh, I need to move over this way, and this way makes me feel more stable.
Kelly, what other kinds of patients have balance issues?
A lot of our elderly patient population have diabetes. And with diabetes, the longer you have it, you get peripheral neuropathy, where you have trouble sensing the bottom of your feet, sensing the bottom of your legs. And so we work with this so they know where their feet are when they're walking. We'll have them walk in our parallel bars, close their eyes, put one foot in front of the other, step on different surfaces, walk while they're moving their heads from side to side, up and down. You forget that when you're crossing a street, you have to look side to side to be able to see the cars coming from either direction. Or when you're walking in a grocery store, you look down the aisles to see what's down that aisle and if you want to make the turn to go there. We challenge people to be able to walk while they're turning their heads, which is a high-level activity, and to do that without losing their balance.
Keeping them more independent.
Absolutely, absolutely. They don't need somebody to come with them to shuffle them along and turn with them or get them across the street.
Our guest is Kelly Tomaszewski, a physical therapist with St. Joseph Mercy Health System. You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. I understand, Kelly, that you also have the title of an assistive technology professional. What does that mean?
What that allows me to do is to evaluate clients or patients with multiple diagnoses for high-level durable medical equipment. It would be for people that have cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, quadriparesis, paraparesis. They have very specialized needs, and I evaluate them, work with various durable medical equipment companies, and we come up with a type of equipment that will allow them to be as independent as possible in their homes.
What do you mean by durable medical equipment? What is that?
That would be like your power wheelchairs, your ultralight wheelchairs, scooters. There's also speech augmentation. Unbelievable how much the door is opened on equipment that will allow people to be able to stay independent.
And with that equipment, does insurance pay for the equipment?
The big thing is you have to justify why that person needs the equipment. I evaluate them from a physical therapy standpoint. Then I assess what their needs are in their homes, and then I have to justify why they need that specific piece of equipment to the insurance company.
Kelly, we know seniors like to maintain their independence for as long as possible. How do these devices help them in doing that?
The biggest devices that we frequently use are walkers, four-wheel walkers, two-wheel walkers, canes, quad canes, which have four legs. They allow our seniors, or all our clients, to be able to maintain their balance while they're walking in their homes. It allows them to be able to get from room to room, to be able to get up off a chair, out of a bathtub, a toilet, you know, just everyday activities. It's hard for people to realize that they need to use an assistive device. And a lot of people are, when they see that walker sitting in front of them, like, no way am I going to use this thing. There's just no way. And you have to get them to understand that it's not just something that you're going to be stuck with for the rest of your life, but look at this like a tool. This is the way that we're going to get you from the wheelchair to walking on your own so that you can be independent, that when your son or husband leave the house and I stay in that wheelchair and don't get up till I get back, they can be more independent.
I love that analogy of looking at it as a tool. I think that's very useful.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Kelly Tomaszewski, a physical therapist with St. Joseph Mercy Health System. Kelly, how else do you get your senior clients to understand the importance of using those assistive devices?
Well, Sheila, we have many objective tests that we can take the patients through that test their balance, their strength, their endurance, and their flexibility. And when we do these tests and get the results, it's very clear to our patients that they have some deficits in various areas. So we're able to show by our objective measures that they need to use a walker or that they need to have somebody with them all the time, that they may be able to use a cane, but just for longer distances across the parking lot to get into Myers or the various different stores that they go to. And then we retest them, and we can show their improvement and show them that, oh, you don't need to use this walker anymore because you've been doing your home program, and you're doing great, and now we can get you to use a cane.
Does insurance pay for the services that you provide in therapy?
Most medical insurances pay for physical therapy services. We verify everybody's insurance prior to them starting their care with us to make sure what their level of care is and how many visits they have.
How do people come to see you?
Our clients need to get a physician prescription before they can come to see us.
So, Kelly, they need to see their primary care physician first?
Yes, and get the prescription to see physical therapist, and then they can call us and we can set up an appointment to see them.
And how would people make an appointment? How do they contact you?
They can call our department at 734-712-3565. 734-712-3565.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Kelly. The information you shared was really great.
Oh, thank you for having me.